This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. What the Apostle Peter introduced in verses 1 and 2 of his first epistle, he recounts and amplifies in verses 3 through 12. As we found in verses 1 and 2, all three persons of the Godhead are actively involved in this further amplification. We saw salvation presented as past and present. He begins this section with an affirmation of praise, celebrating God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He praises God for what he did in the past, long before creation, when he elected and chose those who would believe. They obeyed Jesus Christ and were cleansed from sin by his blood. The Holy Spirit sanctified, that is, set them apart, so they would respond to the truth of salvation. Peter wanted Christians to know that God was impelled by his great mercy to give them a new birth into a living hope, into an inheritance, and be protected by God's power. What they deserved before they were saved, God forgave by his mercy. He replaced what they deserved with a new birth into a living hope. This hope was based not on wishful thinking, but through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In one sense, this hope looks to the future when we will meet Jesus. The guarantee that this hope is well-founded is the historical fact that Jesus Christ arose from the dead to be a living Savior. It also is a living hope experienced daily in the trenches of life. Having a well-grounded hope regarding the future, we should live with an optimistic perspective, no matter what we are presently enduring. We have a living hope. Praise God.